Be seated, please. Good to be back after a Sunday away. Today's collect reminds us that God knows what we need better than we do ourselves. Also, that what we want is not always what we need. Then our first reading provides a perfect example. Abraham and Sarah don't appear even to be thinking about having children, as they gave up on that years earlier. Sarah's well beyond childbearing age, and Abraham himself would seem to be too old to father a child in the broader sense of that. They're certainly not saying anything here about needing a child at this stage. Yet, the visit by God ends with their being told that they would have a child within a certain time. Now, just after this pronouncement is one of my favorite exchanges in Scripture, and I don't know why it's not included in the lectionary along with this reading. It is next year as part of something else. But the very next verses tell us that Sarah laughs, right in the face of God, taking these visitors to represent God, she laughs. It's absurd, she rightly thinks, at least as far as human plans and expectations are concerned. But it turns out to be exactly what Abraham and Sarah and the Jews of all time and the world, including all of us, needed. One of the many descendants of Sarah and Abraham would be Jesus, the Nazarene. Just what we needed and didn't even know it. God knows our needs before we ask and our ignorance in asking. Then there's that whole thing from Paul. He doesn't talk too much about, and he doesn't talk about his Damascus Road experience overtly in this reading, but there's another good example. He wasn't looking for that. He wasn't asking God for some sign. He just got knocked off his ass, as the Bible says. Ignorance, our ignorance in asking, doesn't mean stupidity, of course. In fact, it's a really wonderful word to describe how we go through much of life. Well, if you're like I am, ignoring the wonder and beauty and purpose in being alive. We tend to overlook or ignore everything besides what we think is important or valuable. In short, what we think we need. Today, after I leave here, I'm headed to St. John's Church just off Breaker Lane in Austin. In fact, I'll be leaving right after the Eucharist. There, I will celebrate the Holy Eucharist with their Spanish-speaking congregation. We'll also baptize two children, Diana and Edith, who will undoubtedly bring to their parents the wonder and joy and frustration and anxiety that Sarah and Abraham are about to experience in their old age with their children. How many times have we all been absolutely certain of what our children needed, what we needed as their parents? How often, when those hopes weren't realized, did we discover something about ourselves and our children that we couldn't have done in any other way? In my original version of this sermon, I was going to trace the story of my path to seminary and beyond and how that began with some dashed hopes and failures. But it's really not necessary. All of us, whether parents or not, have our own stories to illustrate how God's knowledge of us and our needs has brought us to unexpected places, friendships, and revelations often despite our desires to go in other directions. I do not believe that God causes us misery to teach us lessons. That is simply not the kind of loving parent I imagine God to be. At the same time, I believe that nearly always when we find ourselves in difficult or worse than difficult situations, divine influence helps us to learn something that, once again, we could scarcely learn by other means. Humility seems to be an important ingredient to a happy or fulfilling life. Really basic humility that says, maybe I've learned a lot, but I'm not God. And then to be open to discovery of something wonderful. We are so often like Martha, and don't get me wrong, we all have a lot of things to get done in our lives and in the world, but we're so often like her and fail to recognize the value of being often, when we can, like Mary, listening for God's voice, even in the midst of hectic and difficult times. Perhaps it's because of the baptisms, at least unconsciously, that I've used the words wonder and joy repeatedly today. If so, it's because of the prayer we say immediately after the actual baptism, the act of the baptism itself. The last words of that prayer are, give them an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and persevere, a spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. Amen.